Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report for this Monday morning. Billionaire Warren Buffett says the economy has, quote, fallen off a cliff over the past 6 months, and consumers have changed their habits in remarkable ways. Buffett predicts that unemployment will likely climb a lot higher before the recession is done. Buffett says the nation needs a clear message from the government about what the problem is in the economy and what will be done. Buffett says fear and confusion has been driving much of consumer and investor behavior over the last half of a year or so. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 64.40. It's up 13 points. The NASDAQ at 13.07. It's also up 13. The S&P 500 at 688. It's up 4.75 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is set for tomorrow. That's March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. We hope you will join us. We have a stellar lineup to present. Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises will give us the latest on his technical analysis. ADM Chief Economist Perry Dixon will brief us and walk us through world market fundamentals. We'll hear from Murray Wise, the Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the Westchester Group, and he'll talk about land values. Bob Bastifer, who is Senior Vice President of Commercial and Agribusiness Banking out of First Midwest Bank, will give us his perspective about dealing in the future with banking concerns as it relates to the farm. Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser from AM 580 will give his weather perspective, and Gary Schnicke, who is a University of Illinois agricultural economist, will give us the latest on 2009 crop insurance options. We'll also have panels on corn and soybeans as well as cash basis. We hope you will join us tomorrow at the Beef House. Cost is just $16, includes a continental breakfast and as well as a lunch buffet at the Beef House. And we thank these agribusinesses who are really helping to support this year's meeting: ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, and Cadent, EFG Risk Management Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we have to talk about the Midwest because we've had some heavy rain across the area. There is a potential for more flooding rains across the region starting up this afternoon in portions of the Central Plains and pushing towards the east. And that would include a large portion of Illinois and Indiana, mainly the northern halves, but any river basins just about across the entire two-state area could see some flooding. And there's also a winter storm that will be moving across the northern plains and in towards the Great Lakes with blizzard conditions. So a topsy-turvy weather situation in our area and more to come. Again, the Midwest will see strong showers and thunderstorms that brought flooding rain over the weekend from northern Missouri and eastern Iowa into Michigan and northern Ohio, with additional rainfall later today into Wednesday expanding the flooding. Serious damage to agriculture is not anticipated, but some low-lying wheat fields may be adversely impacted. The showers and thunderstorms will bring the locally heavy rain from Kansas through the eastern part of the Corn Belt today into Wednesday morning. And again, blizzard conditions in the northern part of the western Corn Belt for tomorrow into Wednesday morning. Snowfall will be heaviest from the Dakotas into much of Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. Some snow totals may reach up to 15 inches and possibly locally heavier amounts. Snowfall from northeastern Nebraska to central and southern Wisconsin around 1 to 5 inches, with some local areas picking up as much as 8 inches of snow. And strong winds from the Dakotas into Wisconsin will cause considerable drifting and bitterly cold conditions, with significant stress on livestock and, again, inducing some serious travel delays. Wind speeds will be up to around 50 miles per hour, with stronger gusts at the height of the storm, and snow drifts across Minnesota into the eastern Dakotas may reach as high as 5 feet. So not a pretty picture for the Midwest or for the upper Midwest. Argentina, restricted rainfall will occur this week, with showers and thunderstorms expected in Buenos Aires, Uruguay, and possibly a few Entre Rios locations towards the second half of the work week. But daily coverage is expected to be around 25%, leaving most of the nation dry with mild to warm temperatures. The earliest that a more significant rainfall could take place is early next week, when nearly two-thirds of the grain and oilseed production region of Argentina will be at least picking up some light rainfall. Summer crop conditions will remain mostly favorable during the coming 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be some net drying, but favorable subsoil moisture is suspected north of La Pampa into Buenos Aires, where crop development will continue without need for rain. Some crop moisture stress might return to parts of the far south in Argentina, but it should not be very widespread or significant. As far as Brazil, a favorable weather pattern will dominate the nation over the next 10 days. Most summer grain, oilseed, and cotton areas will get rain at one time or another. Enough rain will fall for a while to slow the or stall the summer grain and oilseed harvest, but no serious consequences will result to the unharvested crop. Better harvest weather is expected to evolve during the weekend and into early next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Taking a look at the Sunday overnight trading session in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 574 unchanged, last trade up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 573 3/4, up 4 3/4, last trade up 3. July, 543 1/4, up 4 1/2, last trade up 2. And December, 585, up 1 1/2, last trade up 2 1/2. March corn opened at 355 1/4, up 2 1/2, last trade up 6. July, 373, up 2, last trade up 6 3/4. December, 392 1/4, up 1 1/2, last trade up 7. March beans opened at 892 1/4, up 13 1/4, last trade up 7 1/2. May, 870, up 3, last trade up 5 1/4. July, 867, up 2, last trade up 7. November, 815 3/4, up 3/4, last trade up 11. March soybean meal opened at 271.10, up 230. The May, 265.60, up 30. The last trade on the March, up 540. The last trade on the May, up 70. March soybean oil opened at 31.32, up 56. Last trade up 54. May, 31.18, up 15. Last trade up 33. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like at least off the opening bell, we might have a little push-up.
Yeah, I think you'll end up going back and challenging the highs from last night at some point. You've seen a fairly significant turnaround in the energies that were working lower when I came in this morning. Now you're up $2.12 in crude oil. You're up 1.5 to 2 cents in the products. So, you know, you've got a market that probably tries to take a little bit of a run back to the upside. I think it's interesting to note that we've seen some new buyers come in the soybean market, as we saw a net increase in the open interest over the Friday run that we had. I think that's going to be something we'll have to watch. And you know, going back to energies, we're taking the carry out of the marketplace. We're back inside working right on a dollar from the April to May. And at some of our meetings we've done, we've talked about that we need to see that start to happen before we really start to think things are trying to turn around, along with a move above $50. And here you are, $47.50, been over $48 today in the nearby crude. So we're around the cusp of being able to break some of these downtrends that we've had, possibly.
So the question I have for you is, at the end of the week, will we have higher highs for the week, or does the midweek WASDE throw a wrench in it all?
I kind of think we're going to end up with a higher week, to be honest with you, Dave. I like the way this thing's going, and I think we'll take out some of these highs and make a little bit of a pop here. There's still a certain amount of uncertainty surrounding Argentina on the bean front. That's keeping basis levels fairly hot on the river. Until we can get a feel that we're going to have available supplies coming out of Argentina, it keeps China buying beans out of here. They may cancel those down the road, turn around and arbitrage them against some South American purchases, but at least for right now, it may give us a nice little pop out here that farmers should be utilizing to get some of their old crop inventories they've still got sold.
Very quickly then, what about the calls?
I'm going to go very close to the highs that we put in last night. I think you'll end up starting corn in this 6 to 8 higher range. I'm going to throw corn in at 370 on the May. Beans, I think, will end up starting 7 to 10 higher and probably ultimately work their way 15 higher before the morning's out.
And a quick call on the wheat.
Oh, I'm going to guess the wheat. You're going to see some rain down there. It's going to be dragging. We've got rain forecast for the plains, so I'm going to go with the 2 to 3 higher, and it's going to be a follower on the day.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.